Biden's free fall. If this week revealed anything, it is the catastrophic troubles the Biden administration has caused for itself and the country. This iconic image here could be a metaphor for Biden's entire presidency, an executive stumbling and causing chaos with every step he takes. And it's not just when he's climbing staircases, though a chairlift couldn't hurt at this stage. The Biden policies, no matter how well intended, are leading to ruinous ends for the American people. His vaccine mandates, coupled with the bloated welfare state that he means to grow even more, are wiping out jobs. Today, everyone expected 500,000 new jobs for the month of September. Whoops.
194.
Whoa.
I see 194,000. That is real low. September now coming in weaker than August, which was revised higher. And I think that's the big number. That's the big story here.
Yeah, well, Biden tried to spin the bad news this way.
The monthly totals bounce around, but if you take a look at the trend, it's solid. But when you take a step back and look at what's happening, we're actually making real progress.
Good Monday morning. We're making progress, yes, and destroying the country.
Spin, spin, spin.
It's a wonder he didn't fall down again after that spin.
Yeah, they should all be so dizzy from all the spinning that they do.
Oh, gosh. Good morning.
If you look at the trend, I mean, you know, it bounced around a little bit. Yeah, bounced down the steps.
Yeah, it's like a ball bouncing down the steps.
Right.
It is sort of cute.
Yeah,
looking,
yeah.
Sort of.
Until it's gone, you know, swept away into the sewer. But until that, it's really cute. I don't know. Hey, did you have a good weekend?
I did. Saw Liberty, beat up on a team. 41-13, I think, was the final score.
Wow.
East Tennessee. It was a good game. Got to Middle Tennessee. I'm sorry. It was one of those Tennessees. You guys have so many football teams in your former state.
Yeah, we do.
They're all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's how it is. I had a good weekend. I didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, did I get stuff done.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
I was a whirling dervish of cleaning and sorting and organizing, and I don't know. I don't know what got into me.
Jeez.
But I like it.
Don't talk to my wife. I don't need for her to, well, she's already kind of in that mode already. My in-laws are coming this end of this week, so she's...
My Mark opened up the linen closet and went, holy junk, what have you been doing? Because I like taking everything out.
And I
rolled up all the towels, and they were all stacked in there. And then I had all the little washcloths rolled up, and they were in a basket. And yeah, it looks good.
We started rolling up towels, I guess, 2 or 3 years ago.
It's just so much easier to store them.
Yeah.
So much easier.
And, when you don't have anything to do because you didn't bring your phone to the bathroom, you can just stare at the towels and follow the little circles in and out. And then it gets a little bit dizzy.
You're such a man.
Speaking of dizzy.
That's right. All right. We got your thought of the day for this Monday. The future belongs to the few still willing to get their hands dirty.
Isn't that the truth?
It is the truth. And you'll stand out even more because there are even fewer people willing to get their hands dirty, as we saw by those job numbers.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
That the president was trying to spin.
Yeah. What did we have last week? 10.2 million jobs available?
Yes.
Out there? Only 100 and whatever he said.
94?
Yeah.
1,000?
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. a lot lower.
Than they were anticipating.
Yes. They were anticipating 500,000 was the deal. That's... Less than half.
They really missed the mark on that one. Yeah.
Well, maybe it'll change.
But it's trending. It's trending. We're trending. It's trending.
You're trending, all right.
Yeah. 434-248-0704 is our text number. We give you that because we do our Mind Jam trivia, and we would like for you to answer that for us.
Now, this is pretty good. In 4 of its 6 seasons, this show was the most watched in the United States, a TV show. The show became the first to end its run at the top of the Nielsen ratings. In 2002, TV Guide ranked the sitcom television's, it was the second greatest show of all time. What show are we talking about?
Hmm.
Wow, there's a lot of good shows out there in my mind that could fit right there. So 4 out of its 6 seasons, most watched show in the United States. I think that could, well... it could still happen because there are shows like on Netflix and stuff that people really go nuts over.
Uh-huh.
But TV has changed. I just gave you a hint. The TV show became the first to end its run at the top of the Nielsen ratings. 2002, TV Guide ranked the sitcom the second greatest show of all time. You know, I had to look it up. I couldn't. The suspense was killing me yesterday when I was doing show prep. So okay. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah. But not surprising.
Right.
On this day in history, 1939, Albert Einstein informs FDR of the possibilities of an atomic bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So not necessarily a stellar day.
But no.
Hey. The number one song on this day in 1965, if you turn the radio on, chances are you were going to hear this song.
Yep.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
To watch the original performance by Paul McCartney, it's in black and white. I think he did it on Ed Sullivan. Just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful mm-hmm. song.
It is. 1997, Dennis Rodman returns from the second longest NBA suspension, 11 games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just the bad boy of basketball, wasn't he?
I really wasn't trying to physically hurt anybody.
And the photographer is hurt.
It was just the heat of the moment. And the things that I did was more like, okay, great, I'm going to do this. And hopefully that, you know, things will be cool. But, you know, I could have did a lot of worse things than that besides kicking somebody. I could have punched somebody in the face.
He kicked him in the groin, injured a cameraman, and just...
But I could have done it a lot worse.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
He's also trying to spin his story.
Right.
Wow. Exactly. I'm sensing a theme this morning. So I should just be able to do whatever I want to do and nobody mm-hmm. should get in my way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't work out. We also had a premiere of a show that's still on today. It's had its highs and lows, but it debuted in 1975.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Three cheap, three Pepsi.
Three cheap, three Pepsi. Yeah, what do you have, honey?
I think I have the usual, Pete.
Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
Pepsi.
Pepsi, 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 Pepsi.
They literally had a grill like you would see down at the tea room.
Okay.
On the set, and Dan Aykroyd is literally making hamburgers on that grill for that sketch. And it was, no Coke, Pepsi.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, man. Saturday Night Live, when it was really, really funny.
It was funny.
It was.
It was.
I'm going to let you do this one.
Well, three things significant happened on this day in 1975. The premiere of SNL and the beginning of a love story. Yes, that would be his theme, his whole marriage, and still is today. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton married on this day in 1975.
And she became Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yes, Hillary Rodham, yes, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. yes. How dare I get that wrong?
I know. You need to tighten up. Also, on this day in history, Bruce Springsteen's song Born to Run broke into the top 40.
My favorite song by him is just, it's really the one that I, because it came out, I mean, when I was in high school. It was a big deal. Trying to figure out the lyrics. If you listen to that song, he's just like an Elton John song. You can't tell what he's saying. Back then, they didn't print the lyrics on the albums. And there wasn't the internet to look up lyrics.com. So we just kind of tried to figure out what he... I mean, you know,
yeah,
it's just amazing.
I've never been much of a fan, but yeah. And I'm even less of a fan now.
Yeah, well, he's given us plenty of reasons.
Yeah, for sure. Also debuting on this day in 2006, 30 Rock premiered.
Now let's see what kind of movies he likes. What are you kidding? That's a federal offense, and you already have two strikes.
Shh. Muppets Take Manhattan and a documentary about how pies are made.
Hello, Dr. Baird.
Don't be weird looking. Don't be weird looking.
Ah, girl!
Oh, God.
Dr. Baer, there's someone at your door.
Thanks, Oswald. I'm Drew. Sorry, I smell like frosting. I just love to bake.
I want to go to there.
Tina Fey.
I want to go to there.
That was one of her sayings she would say during the series. I want to go to there. Hmm. And she wanted, that's the guy from Mad Men, the real handsome brown-haired guy, the actor. I can't remember his real name, but he's very, very handsome.
And wow.
It's guy crush kind of thing, I guess. But anyway, he comes to the door after the weirdo guy. Ah, woman! She thought, oh, God, please, that's not him, I hope.
Anyway. Birthdays today. We have Joan Cusack having a birthday. She turns 59.
I wasn't always like this, you know. I wasn't always wound this tight. There was a time when I was fun.
I was.
But you can't be funny and be the principal of a prep school. No, you cannot. Because when it comes to their kids, these parents, they have no sense of humor.
That's from School of Rock.
I know.
Sitting
I
in the van with Jack Black. Is that his name? I think.
Jack Black. Mm-hmm. And she loved Stevie Nicks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we love that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
This next lady, I don't know anything about her other than her signature, you know, saying Cardi B is 29.
I'll have a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
It's Pepsi or crrr. Did you just ask if Pepsi or crrr?
Excuse me?
Of course Pepsi is or crrr.
Just saying okay.
Why aren't you understanding?
Crrr. What kind of word is that?
Crrr. Tell you, I think it's Gaelic. Like, a carai.
Okay.
No, it's crrr.
Is that
close?
Okay, I was listening to that commercial. You brought it to my attention, and I thought it sounds so much like this. Oh, no. That's the motor noise of the Jetsons car.
I think it sounds like a pigeon.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Cooing. And she's trademarked that now.
Isn't that something? You could trademark a sound effect?
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Nor do I want to be able to do it. So it's fine. Our final birthday is Emily Deschanel. She is 45, and she is the sister of Zoe.
Hmm. And she was on Bones.
You wouldn't even have coffee with me?
Well, in your scenario, we wouldn't even know each other because there are no murders.
Were. I said no more murders.
And fine. I mean, we could have a coffee. So that's clear, then.
I mean, we'd have coffee.
I mean, that's our relationship. Coffee.
Yeah, let's move on.
You know, these shows that have the sexual tension that goes on for many, many seasons.
Right.
And it seems like not many of them last after they finally get together.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And
the magic is gone.
The magic is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, they had to ruin it by getting married.
Yeah, I mean, that happens in a lot of shows. Yeah. Happened in Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it happened in Moonlighting.
Yeah.
Happened in a lot of places, yeah. For sure.
Oh, well.
Well, we have folks guessing, but okay. We don't have the correct answer yet to our Morning Jam trivia.
Here it is. In four of its six seasons, this show was the most watched in the United States. The show became the first to end its run at the top of the Nielsen ratings. In 2002, TV Guide ranked this sitcom the second greatest show of all time. What is that show? What are the guesses?
The second greatest show of all time.
That's pretty
That's
darn
big
good.
Big talk.
It is.
I wonder what number one was.
Yeah.
We've had Friends guests. Seinfeld has been guests. Good guesses.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one, though.
Wrong decade. Yeah, for sure.
So we'll be back with the answer here on The Morning Jam.
You found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are The Morning Jam. You found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are The Morning Jam.
Starring Lucille Ball.
Yes, I heard that theme song many times growing up.
It is, it's National I Love Lucy Day, mm-hmm. on the 15th.
Yeah, coming up this week. Yeah, mm-hmm. Friday. Gosh, we're going to have to celebrate.
Yeah.
I know that my wife's former colleague, who is, I don't know, she's probably 32, 33 years old, She loves I Love Lucy so much, she named her firstborn Lucy.
Really?
Yeah. So there's a
wow.
There's a Lucy out there, and that's pretty cool.
Huh. Yeah. And those names are coming back.
Yeah.
Gracie and mm-hmm. All those names are kind of resurfacing again.
Isn't that interesting?
Again.
Yeah. How about that?
So.
So I Love Lucy, huh, was our answer.
That was our answer because wow. It's National I Love Lucy Day. I mean, a lot of success.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder who the number one, what the number one show was. It was probably an older show, too.
I'm thinking it might have been MASH.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I was telling Trey during the break, New York City recorded a major water issue as soon as the final episode of MASH was over. I remember seeing this in the news, that there were more flushes at one time after the show was over. People were holding it. They didn't want to miss anything. And apparently they all went and relieved themselves after the final episode was over.
Wow.
So the water plant and all this experienced this rush of water.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think it's kind of funny. And that kind of stuff, it won't happen again. You know,
probably not. Because yeah, because you can watch anything.
Yeah, it's appointment TV is long gone. Seinfeld was number one according to to Trey. So
yeah, that I'm looking it up now.
Yeah,
Seinfeld, I Love Lucy, The Honeymooners, All in the Family, The Sopranos.
Wow, really, The Sopranos? Wow,
mm-hmm.
Interesting.
All in the Family. That is a racist list.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Well, it is a racist list.
Well.
Hmm. It's all a bunch of white people. I don't know.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Meathead, you know.
Is a meathead.
Mm-hmm.
So over the weekend, we had two more European countries start lifting all their mandates and restrictions.
Okay.
They're kind of getting beat up for that. Norway or Denmark started this last month.
Okay.
They were the first ones to do that.
Right.
Then Norway, then Sweden. That mm-hmm. happened just recently in the last week or so. Of course, their vaccination rates are very high
right
there. And so I guess they've gotten to the point where they've reached herd immunity and can do that.
Oh,
so well
them.
Done yeah. for them. One of the reasons that they're saying that's probably not, because now people are saying, well, you know, they're doing it, why can't we do it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they're not really looking at the vaccination rates there. As people are continuing to push back against the mandate, they say America's litigious culture is extremely problematic when it comes to that. But they also say there are some states, Massachusetts, for example,
mm-hmm.
that has a higher vaccination rate than Denmark, Norway, or Sweden. So they must really be
Massachusetts?
High. Yeah.
Wow.
They must be past the 79% mark. That's incredible.
Yeah, that
Chris,
is.
It's a small state.
It is a small state. And I guess it depends on your leadership and how your people respond to.
Right.
Because we've talked about it this pandemic.
Maybe they ask and didn't demand.
Well, you know, I heard a thing over the weekend that one of the reasons that we're having so much trouble is that the word mandate was attached to this thing.
Yeah, and probably.
People don't, I mean.
We're rebellious by nature.
Yeah.
Humans are rebellious.
Right.
We are. I mean, since the beginning of time, mm-hmm. we have been.
Yeah, we have.
So, I guess it's not.
What is it? Live free or die is the mm-hmm. New Hampshire state motto.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Norway, Sweden has joined Denmark now in just business as usual.
Okay.
They're like, we got to learn to live with it. We're going to have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you just got to go live your life.
Yeah.
So,
well
done, y'all. All right, coming up, y'all. I'm sure they don't say y'all in Denmark or Sweden.
Well, maybe.
That's okay. That's all righty. Then, no problem. We have, I probably wouldn't do very well there. That's all right. We have Kimberly McBroom on the way.
Do.
She's going to do some local stories for us. Police are investigating in Danville after a woman was found in her home Sunday morning. Also, Northwest Roanoke, a man was found with a gunshot wound there. Wow. And then a public hearing today for the Brandon Village Housing Project. That's what she's working on.
Okay.
But we're going to have stories for Lynchburg, Roanoke, and the South Side.
I have a Lynchburg, yeah.
Get you updated for everything that happened over the weekend.
Did you see the in Minnesota, that shooting?
Yeah.
Just, man.
Not
this
good.
It was at a bar. Originally, I didn't, you know, the story was a little fuzzy, and then I dug into it and, you know, found out it was at a bar and this kind of thing.
I don't know, Janet.
I don't know
it's
either.
It's a crazy world we live in.
We're also going to be talking about Vice President Kamala Harris. She came out of her hole for a little while.
And did what?
Well, she appeared on a NASA video for kids.
Wait a minute. That's right. She's taking care of space, too. I forgot.
That's right. She's the chair of the National Space Council.
Goodness gracious.
And apparently, she got roasted pretty good.
Okay.
For it. So,
all right.
We'll talk about that.
She just can't win.
No.
Poor girl.
No. It's just the sun's going to shine in her backyard someday, but probably not today. So.
I haven't quite heard
today's
that
not the day, but maybe another day.
Okay. All right.
We'll see.
Well, it's the morning jam. Write our phone numbers down. 866-916-3776. That's 4 6's in that toll-free number. And then you can text us, as you already have been doing this morning, 434-248-0704. CBS News Brief is coming up next.
61 degrees in Bedford, 63 in Amherst and Lynchburg, 63 in Roanoke and Salem, 66 in Danville.
One of Lynchburg's oldest restaurants is relishing a milestone by hosting a special event to help fight hunger. The Texas Inn, also known as the Tea Room, turns 86, Janet, today. To celebrate, they're collecting non-perishable food to donate to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. You can drop off your donation at the two locations, Main Street and Cornerstone Streets, for the next 86 days. General Manager Rhonda Rankin says the number 86 has significant meaning in the restaurant industry. 86 is a term used when businesses, I'm sorry. 86 is the term that we use in the restaurant business everywhere. It means to try to stamp out hunger. That's interesting.
86 it.
Yeah, 86 it.
Yeah.
Well, that means something else in the, you know, down.
Well,
you.
But you get rid of it.
Yeah, you get rid of it. Yeah. I'm thinking of the, you know, the TV shows, you know, where a lot of shooting goes on.
I've never heard it like that.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it. That's the only time I've heard it.
No.
86 it.
Yeah. We would use it. We would say, oh, yeah, you got to 86 that. My dad would say it.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's used in a lot of places. 48th Annual Appomattox Railroad Festival brought in more than 25,000 guests. Organizers say that's the highest number of attendees they've seen in the 20 years of the festival's history. Following the pandemic, many local businesses lost traffic, but boy, this weekend it was increased, and everything went really, really well for them. Weather managed to cooperate, and they are very thankful to everybody who came out and attended the local festivals, not just theirs, but all of them, to support people who lost business during the pandemic.
Cool beans. So this weekend, like you just stated, a lot of good things were going on. One of the things that we helped promote, Janet, was the, and I'm going to open this little piece of paper back up so I can get everything right, the 20th Annual Truckers Parade Against Cancer was held Saturday. 268 trucks showed up. And 345 banners. Robert Clouders Jr. Sent me some stats on Saturday, said it was an awesome day with no rain. So congratulations to the folks down there holding on to this great event, the 20th anniversary. Good turnout of folks and trucks.
Well, I'm going to end this section with our feel-good story out of the Danville area. Mm-hmm. On Friday, the Danville Police Department posted a story on social media that it was just a feel-good story. According to the Post, Officer J.C. Thornton was patrolling the Anglers Park area of Danville when he noticed three women and a man walking around a track. Two of the women were holding signs. The other young woman was holding on to the man while they were walking on the track. He stopped to see what was going on and found out that a dream was being realized. The young female, Carrie Jack, was about ready to complete a virtual marathon. The other three people with her were co-workers who were there to cheer her on. The Post indicates that Carrie Jack has been living with multiple sclerosis for 2.5 years, and she was training for this event for a year, and now that it's completed, she can check it off her bucket list. Mm. How great is that?
That's awesome.
And then he shared a picture of the young woman. Okay. Very sweet.
Good deal.
Love it.
This just in. Our vice president stepped outside, saw her shadow. That means 6 more weeks of COVID.
What?
Somebody just sent me that news story.
Oh.
Vice President Harris stepped outside, saw her shadow, 6 more weeks of COVID.
I think she's probably stepping back inside because of the fiasco that was that video that she released. Of course, she is in charge of the science or NASA mm-hmm. Space Council, National right. Space Council.
Yep.
And she did a video, filmed a video with kids. And it was very, patronizing or fake mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just very, it was very odd.
Right.
And it was pretty beat up on social media. Not surprising right now. They're not horribly popular. But here she is talking with the kids about outer space.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
The unknown. I just love the idea of exploring the unknown.
And then there's other things that we just haven't figured out or discovered yet.
To think about so much that's out there that we still have to learn. Like, I love that. I love that. And so I'm very excited about the Space Council.
We're going to learn so much as we increasingly, I think, are curious and interested in the potential for the discoveries and the work we can do in space. So that's one of the things I'm most excited about.
But the other, you guys are going to see. You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Wow.
With your own eyes. I'm telling you, it is going to be unbelievable.
I'm giddy. I'm just giddy.
And these are like big kids.
Oh, really?
These aren't little children. Oh, are teenagers.
Oh, wow. I thought she was like talking to, you know, 5-6-year-olds or something.
No.
The way she's talking.
Mm-mm.
Wow, she even patronizes young people. She's at least consistent.
Here are some of the comments. Apparently, she's not allowed to speak to adults anymore. This is on Twitter. White House, can you try being relatable and normal for like 5 minutes?
Oh, gosh.
Kamala Harris. So let me get this straight. Kamala Harris wants to go to space, but mm-hmm. has never been to the southern border.
Okay.
Wow. And I wonder why we haven't seen more of her. Here was another one. Kamala Harris, highly relatable, deeply authentic, and in no way phony. And if you question that, just watch the viral cackling video of her that the nation is now mocking in hilarious fashion. Virtually indistinguishable from a Veep episode, too much Dayquil.
Mm-hmm.
The cringe was another tweet. I saw this. Now you have to, too.
Well, you know, she really wants to stand up for teachers.
More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to bring their kids.
Why?
And say, we're not paying them nearly enough.
Why are you putting me through that?
Well, you put me through some. I figured I'd share mine
a
little.
Well, she was more patronizing. She didn't even sound like herself in that video.
I know. I didn't know it was her at the beginning.
Like, you couldn't, yeah. If you didn't tell.
Halfway through, I realized, okay, it's her, because...
Because it was like, we're talking about this, and you're just going to, it's just amazing. You're going to see the craters on the moon, which you probably saw when you were like in first grade.
Right, sure.
But anyway, maybe
she's found her niche there at the White House. I mean, she's got so many responsibilities. I'm surprised she has time to talk about space.
Said, I just turned down the volume while you played Harris. I muted Fox also. Aww.
Some people would say there's a lot of space between the ears, but
it's a little early in the day to play Kamala, I guess.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe we should just go to the kitchen.
We'll go to the kitchen here. We got a minute or so. I'm just curious what they're going to do with her. I mean, they keep giving her... The last time she was covered in the media, and it was really only, what we would call the right-wing part of the media, was when she got in front of those college students. And remember she said to the one lady about speaking her truth?
Mm-hmm.
Because she said, you guys shouldn't have supported the Iron Dome.
Right.
It's a Palestinian lady.
Trashing Israel.
Pro-Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last time we heard from Kamala. So maybe this is really where we need to put her, in these kind of places where it's a softer audience and
right.
a softer edge.
And she can just talk down to them. And
right.
At least she's not cackling.
Well,
there was no cackling. She got through. That was a good 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
There was no cackling. So I think we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, maybe so.
Saying.
She is pretty good in the kitchen. I've seen her on TV.
Oh, that's right.
She made some cookies.
She did.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. They are locally owned, family owned. They're an independent grocery store. And it would be great if you would go by there. Special orders are no problem for them at all. It's a small grocery store, but boy, they have a great selection of items and even better, really terrific prices. So today's recipe is Louisiana chicken pasta in a spicy New Orleans sauce.
Wait a minute. Louisiana chicken pasta.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's Parmesan crusted chicken in a spicy New Orleans sauce. This is what you're going to do. You're going to take a pound of chicken breast, pretty thin. You'll pound them pretty thin. And then you want to prepare two bowls. One is for the egg, salt, pepper, garlic powder, and Italian seasoning. And then you're going to whisk this with an egg.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to whisk it all together. That's your first bowl. And your second bowl is going to have Parmesan breadcrumbs and flour in it. You'll dredge the chicken piece in the egg mixture, and then you're going to press it into the Parmesan mixture. Repeat with the remaining pieces until each one is coated, and put it on a plate or a cutting board and let it rest for a little bit. Then you're going to cook the chicken in a tablespoon of olive oil and a tablespoon of butter. That's kind of your go-to mixture when you're cooking a chicken like this. And then you're going to put it on medium-high heat, cook each side for about 4 minutes. You don't want to move the chicken around. You want it to adhere to the chicken. So press down on it and then turn with tongs once that side is golden brown. Then cook the other side. Remove it from the skillet onto a large plate. And then you're going to start making the magic. Melt a second tablespoon of olive oil and butter. Then add your sliced mushrooms to a pan. And about 3 minutes, 1.5 on each side. Add some chopped bell peppers, some green onions. Cook on medium high until softened. Add garlic cloves and just cook that for a little bit because you don't want that to get bitter and burn.
Mm.
And then you're going to add chicken stock, cream, Cajun seasoning, and that's going to make that delicious Louisiana sauce that you're going to serve over your pasta of choice. And you're going to place the pasta, the chicken, and then the sauce over top of it. It's really a delicious meal. It takes a little bit longer than some of the ones I share, but it is really worth it if you're in the mood for a nice special dinner. Louisiana chicken pasta. Check out the recipe by going to Facebook and type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L, save with the General Mills Cereal Sale, 2 for $5. Philly Gourmet Angus Beef Patties are only $5.99 for 24 ounces. Family Pack Assorted Bone-In Pork Chops are $1.79 a pound. Save on Boneless Beef Chuck Roast, $5.59 a pound. Pork Steaks and Country Style Ribs are $1.99 a pound. And Hanover Sweet Potatoes are 2 for $4. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston.
We are the Morning Jam.
I just felt like some Glenn Campbell, just to
ease you into your Monday morning. Jeez. That'll do it.
Needed a long one, too, because I got the hiccups during that break.
You did. We were talking about things that give you the hiccups. I get hiccups with spicy food.
Right.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I know everybody, if you eat too fast sometimes,
that's
you can get
to me.
Them.
I didn't chew the apple enough. You know what else gives me hiccups? I love just eating, like, you know, a slice of turkey, a thin slice of turkey.
Sure.
And so I'll eat two or three of this, kind of roll it up, sometimes with a piece of cheese. And it's just, there's not enough there to help it slide down. I have to chase it with some water, but I will get the hiccups. And typically, water will, those kind of hiccups I can get rid of pretty quickly. Now, there's other hiccups. I mean, you know, you hear these stories where they literally hiccuped up for days.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine.
I would flip out.
And I remember carrying my children, and the babies would get the hiccups.
What?
And, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
They can get the hiccups.
So what's
that
like?
And you're like, what on earth?
What's that like?
It's a little weird. And then it's pitiful when a baby gets the hiccups. It's so pitiful because they don't know what's going on.
Right, sure.
So it's like, I mean, they're just, you want to fix it? You can't fix it.
Right. So, oh, I thought you meant like the baby in the womb.
Well, they can.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know. It's very, very interesting.
Interesting.
So here's good news. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I really
Doctor,
am.
Dr. Fauci says.
Oh, jeez. You ruined it.
It's okay, kids. You can trick or treat this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're vaccinated.
So you have to show your card when you come to the door?
Can you imagine coming up to his house? I've got some nice treats, kids, but you got to show me your vaccination card first.
How about this? A yard sign with Fauci's picture. Only the vaccinated welcome for Halloween or something. Imagine how many eggs you'd get on the house.
It's true. Somebody sent me a meme that said, you know, back in my day, toilet paper was so plentiful, you would drape it on the yards of your enemy. Because they used to have it around Halloween.
Yeah.
That was part of the tricks.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, I don't know. He was a little more, less obnoxious.
Okay.
More or less obnoxious. Anyway, he strongly suggests, he said if you wanting to enjoy Halloween on the 31st, maybe consider getting shots for that extra degree of protection if you're not vaccinated.
Right.
So not as heavy-handed as they have been.
Yeah.
Of course, the vaccinations have been approved for 12 years and older. So the Food and Drug Administration plans a meeting in late October to consider Pfizer's request for emergency use authorization of its vaccine for children 5 to 11.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Okay.
So the nationwide, there are about 95,000 new COVID cases. Fauci calls the downward trend good news, but cautioned against declaring a premature victory since cases have bounced back in the past. That's true. So
He said he'd like to see cases drop to less than 1,000 a day before dropping all pandemic restrictions, such as shedding masks indoors in public areas.
Well, apparently he made the rounds this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
He is everywhere. Jeez. Let's see what these folks have to say.
Halloween is on. Dr. Fauci says trick-or-treating is safe. So go ahead and get the kids' costumes and candy bags ready. I'm Shayna Humphries.
And I'm Jason Martinez. A small victory. Of course, the war against COVID is not over. And Joanne, we'll take any win we can get at this point.
Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Right. He's a big hero now.
Gee, I didn't realize everything hinged on him.
Well, I mean, they put an awful lot of stock in everything that he says.
Hugh Hewitt interviewed him, I think, about a week ago. And I think he even asked him, do you think your usefulness has run its course? I mean, he was, you know. Yeah, you can go listen to that online. I would suggest you do.
So I think it's good that, you know, they're encouraging kids to get kind of back to normal.
Right.
With Halloween. If you're wondering what the most popular Halloween costumes are of this year.
Yeah.
It varies by state, apparently.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's interesting.
The Commonwealth's most searched Halloween costumes are rabbit, pig, Jennifer's body, Squid Game, and Spider-Man.
Okay, Squid Game is that new show that's apparently pretty bizarre, but a lot of people are watching it. Okay,
so here overall is the top 10.
Jennifer's
You've got
body.
The Witch,
okay,
a rabbit, dinosaur, Spider-Man, Cruella de Vil. I'm not surprised that's popular.
Mm-hmm.
Then Fairy, Harley Quinn, Cowboy, Clown, Chucky.
Oh, wow.
Huh. And then it goes on, you know, cheerleader, pirate, pumpkin, angel, vampire, zombie.
Okay, what's
1980s.
Up with, what am I missing here?
The devil came in last. Woohoo!
What am I missing with Jennifer's body?
I don't get that.
I don't know, but it's like blood coming out of her mouth. A couple pictures that popped up. Young brunette girl with blood on her legs. Has she been hacked or something?
Rita says Halloween is okay per Fauci, but he's unsure about Christmas.
Right, right, yeah. Sure.
Look, he's a walking contradiction. Mm-hmm. We all know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, well, I was just you just informed me about the whole thing, and I'm out of
touch.
I'm
good.
Out of touch. Oh,
right. I can't do that.
Yeah.
So
that's we
Cardi B's birthday.
Yeah. Couldn't play any of her music, but we found the.
And you can't play any of her videos.
Oh my gosh!
Because she's got a mouth on her like a sailor.
Right. Yep.
A very trashy sailor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is her birthday, and we learned that she copywrote.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they can't do T-shirts or anything.
Wow.
Whatever. Whatever works for you.
Yeah, well,
apparently, is it Oprah's birthday today?
No. Is it?
I don't know.
No, that would have popped up.
You know, I would have think so.
Janet and I will look up celebrity birthdays, and honest to goodness, 90% of the people that pop up now are TikTok and YouTube stars that I've never heard of.
I don't know why he sent me that. Oprah.
Oh, I think 49th in the ratings. That's what he meant. In TV ratings. So as we did the TV ratings earlier in the show.
Why would I want to know that, Trey? I'm just curious. Why do I need to know that Oprah's number 49?
Because it's
Oprah. I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because it's Oprah. Bless his heart. I give him such a hard time.
Poor Trey.
If I stop picking on you, that's when you're in trouble, brother.
Never saw him jump out of the seat that quick. He's awake.
He is awake.
It's Monday.
Hey, we've got Bill Trefero coming up with some of your local headlines. We'll be back with more on The Morning Jam.
6:59 CBS News coming up next. Thanks for being here.